Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to TrainLink's podcast, the best place to improve your English while having fun. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. Today we have something special for you, an episode full of delicious English learning.
Delicious sounds like an adjective, but is it ED or ING, Matthew?
That's a good question. But don't worry, we'll explain everything later.
Well, but first, though, let's jump into today's fictional dialogue. So picture this, huh? Two friends go to a food truck fair. One is super excited to try everything. The other, not so much. Let's see who is who. Here, Matthew.
Let's listen.
Wow, Matthew, look at this place. So many food trucks. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, great. A parking lot full of overpriced street food.
Overpriced? Come on. This is a food paradise. Look at that Korean barbecue truck. And oh, the taco stand.
I already regret coming.
You're impossible, Matthew. Okay, let's start easy. How about a classic burger?
Wagyu truffle burger with aged cheddar and garlic alioli. 18 euros? That's not a burger. That's highway robbery.
Well, it's called artisanal cuisine, my friend.
It's called a scam. I just wanted a simple cheeseburger.
And look over there, deep fried Oreos. Have you ever had one?
That sounds disgusting.
Disgusting? Are you serious? They're amazing.
Deep fried cookies? I'm sorry, but that sounds greasy and horrifying.
You are the most boring person I know.
And you're the most easily excited person I know.
Well, it was fun. So, well, if you couldn't tell from that conversation, I was excited about the food.
And I thought the whole thing was annoying.
That's because I was excited and the situation was exciting for me.
Exactly. Good. So we need to remember this. ED adjectives describe how you feel. There we go. Thank you, Johnny. And ING adjectives describe what causes the feeling.
That's right. So I was excited because the food trucks were exciting. And you were annoyed because the prices were annoying.
Exactly. So, Johnny, you thought that the deep fried Oreos were amazing, but I thought they were disgusting. Yeah. And I was bored, but you thought the fair was anything but boring, Johnny.
That's right. So let's see more real examples about this, because I think that our listeners need to learn a little bit more. So after watching a horror movie, you can say something like, well, I was terrified because the movie was terrifying, right?
Right. Good. Yeah, the movie caused the fear, no? So it was terrifying. And the reaction, the result, I felt terrified.
What about after hearing a bad joke?
Oh, that's a good one. I was embarrassed because the joke was embarrassing.
Estabas embarazado, Matthew. Oh, sorry. It's because we just come from another podcast, no? Just about the spelling of words. I'm sorry. Okay.
Bueno, he ganado un par de kilos, pero no estoy embarazado.
Okay.
What about this one, Johnny? After a long day of walking, what could we say?
Yeah, you can say I'm exhausted because the hike was exhausting.
Good. The hike caused the exhaustion, so it was exhausting. And the feeling, I was exhausted.
That's right. So let's focus on pronunciation, and we have that here. No, the ED adjectives, the ED sound is soft or even silent in some words. No, so we have three examples here. No, bored, but not bored. We don't end that one. What about the next one?
Yes. Also, so we say annoyed, not annoyed. Annoyed.
Yeah, right. And not, and we say excited, but not excited at. So, and what about the ing adjectives?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So these ones, the sound is longer. We kind of draw out the end. No. So it would be boring, amazing, or for example, frustrating.
That's right.
Okay, Johnny, I think it's time for a quick quiz. Let's see if our listeners are getting it. So, let me see. If I say This food truck fair is A, excited, or B, exciting? What would be the correct answer?
Well, I think the answer is B, because the fair causes the excitement, right?
Great. Good, Johnny. Perfect. Well, let's flip it. How about this one? How do I feel? A, boring, or B, bored?
Yeah, well, again, no, I think we go for B. You feel bored because, well, Matthew, I'm sorry to say, but you're not fun.
Well, you're not wrong. I can't argue with that.
It's a last one, no? If a dish is full of flavors, creative, and super tasty, is amazed or amazing?
What do you think, listeners? Yes, you're right. B, amazing. The dish is amazing. Why? Because it causes amazement.
Exactly. Great job, everyone.
So we got a question for you guys. It's your turn. Imagine you just ate the best burger of your life. Wow.
Yeah. How would you describe it? Would you say, I'm satisfied because the burger was satisfying? Or I'm satisfying because the burger was satisfied?
Leave your answers in the comments below. We love to see them, and we'll read out the best ones in the next episode.
That's right. So, friends, if you're enjoying this episode, well, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah, and share it with a friend who needs to level up their English. You know, that friend who always says, I'm boring, when really they mean I'm bored.
Oh, that's a classic mistake, Matthew. Help them out, please.
And of course, if you want to take your English to the next level, well, check out trainlang.com. We've got the best rated courses and teachers. They're waiting for you.
Very good.
Well, okay, good. So, Johnny, let's switch gears a little bit. In our fictional dialogue at the beginning, we were just at a food truck fair, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I love those events. They're like a playground for foodies. So much variety and creativity in one place.
That's true. Now, food trucks used to be associated with cheap eats. But, you know, nowadays, they're serving up some gourmet dishes. You know, some food trucks are even making food that's at Michelin star level.
Absolutely. In fact, many chefs have started their culinary careers with food trucks before opening high-end restaurants. It's like a stepping stone for creativity and innovation.
Wow. Okay, Johnny. Well, you know, an example of that would be Roy Choi, the chef who made Corgi Barbecue a hit in Los Angeles. It seems that he combined Korean barbecue with tacos. And so now, he's not only a famous food truck chef, but he's also a celebrity chef on TV, and his food truck turned into a whole food empire.
Yes, Corgi Barbecue is a perfect example of how food trucks can bridge the gap between casual dining and high-end gourmet food. And it's not just about the food, it's also about the experience. People track where the Corgi truck is going, almost like it's a concert tour, imagine.
Okay, man. I wouldn't mind trying one of these, Johnny. Well, anyway, when we talk about these guys, there's others that come to mind. No, for example, Michelin star rated chef Gordon Ramsay. Maybe you remember him for his tough love approach on the shows. I think it was Hell's Kitchen, no, and MasterChef. But actually, he's also a big fan of food trucks. I remember him doing a show where he helped food truck owners elevate their dishes into fine dining territory. Well, it seems that Ramsay knows how to bring out the best of chefs, no matter what they're cooking.
Right, and then there's also Jamie Oliver, who has focused on promoting healthy, sustainable food. While he's not directly involved in the food truck scene, his philosophy is perfect for truck chefs looking to create healthy, fresh meals on the go. It's great to see how food trucks have become a platform for both culinary creativity and healthier options.
Yeah, totally right, Johnny. It's not only about gourmet food or luxury dining. There are food trucks that are turning into massive food empires. For example, Best Ebiche, for example, started as a tiny food truck serving Japanese-inspired ebiche barbecue. But now they have multiple locations and the quality is incredible. So it's amazing how a humble food truck can turn into such a big deal.
Yeah, let's not forget about fusion food. No? I tried a sushi burrito once. Let's just say it was a bit confusing, Matthew.
Oh, Johnny, confused or confusing?
Both. I was confused, and the sushi burrito itself was pretty confusing. But that's the fun part of fusion food, right? It's about taking risks, blending cultures, and trying something new.
Wow, Johnny. You see, even in real life conversations, we use the ED and ING ending loads with the adjectives. So let's get back into that in a moment.
That's right. So, Matthew, I think we move now just to the Michelin star dining. Worth it or overrated? What do you think?
Well, you know, food trucks used to be a quick and affordable way to grab a bite to eat when you were out. But they've become part of a real food movement now. And some trucks, they even have waiting lists.
Yeah, a lot of people actually prefer food trucks because they are more accessible, affordable, and often much more creative than restaurants.
Exactly. And you know the best part? They're mobile.
Yeah, that's right.
So you could be getting amazing Thai food in one part of the city today, and then next week, they're somewhere else.
It's like foodie treasure hunt. You hear about this amazing grilled cheese truck, and boom, you have to track it down.
Okay, but on the flip side, we have Michelin star restaurants. Now, that's all about luxury, exclusivity, and flawless execution.
And of course, they come with a hefty price tag. Some tasting menus cost more than my rent.
But, you know, people justify it saying it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, that you're eating dishes that have been crafted over months.
True, and some Michelin chefs are basically celebrities. Take Gordon Ramsay, for example. No, he worked in Simple Kitchen before he became a global name.
Yeah, totally. And some Michelin star restaurants are small and casual, like the famous ramen shop in Tokyo. It proves that fine dining, it doesn't have to be white tablecloths and fancy decor.
All right. So, Matthew, let's move on. For you, what's better? What's better?
Okay. Well, if you had to choose one for the rest of your life, would you pick food trucks or Michelin star restaurant? I think for me, Johnny, it'll be food trucks.
Tough questions, huh? I love the creativity and adventure of food trucks, but I also enjoy the experience of fine dining. No? But yeah, food truck sounds good.
It's true. The variety of food trucks is unbeatable, and you can always find something new. Plus, it's kind of fun, no, to explore flavors on the go.
That's right. So, Matthew, let's go to the answer to the audience question. No? Earlier we asked, this food truck fair is excited or exciting? No.
Oh,
so,
yeah. The answer, Johnny, it's B, exciting, because the fair causes excitement.
If you got it right, well, congrats. If not, no worries. Just listen to the episode again.
Okay, it's your turn. We've got a challenge for you now, listeners. We'd like you to describe the last food experience you had using an ED or an ING adjective.
Yeah, drop your sentence in the comments. We will read some of the best ones in a future episode.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode.
That's very true. And don't go anywhere. Next time we are tackling past simple versus past continuous.
Oh, sounds good. Well, you don't want to miss it. In the meantime, keep practicing your adjectives to improve your English.
And remember, if you want expert guidance, check out our training.com. Our students love it. They love us, and the reviews speak for themselves. Some of the comments, you know, of our students, you know, they have learned a lot in just a short time. So please just try a free lesson with us. So, amigo, I think that's all for done. I'm hungry now, Matthew. Just
no,
after this,
I am too, Johnny. Oh, let's see if there's a food truck outside.
That's right. Well, see you next time, amigos.
See you next time. Goodbye. Bye.